the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Going to them next at 844-967-2789. Just want to say a couple of things quickly to Joe's point, our last caller. Thank you, Joe. When Benny Thompson talked about where he was from, the small town in Mississippi or down south somewhere, he went on to discuss and talk about the racism that they dealt with. And I think that was a big lead into, you know, talking about the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and that whole kind of thing to be addressed. So I thought that was a very important little tell as well about where this thing is going to go. And regarding Rosen, the acting AG who will testify next week, Wednesday, my understanding, Donald Trump told Rosen what? Just tell the people that the election was corrupt and leave it up to me. That's going to be, we're going to get the background and the details of that particular conversation that's been reported in the news over the last year or so. So stay tuned for that.
Any comments, Jim? I'll give you a minute.
Sure, and that's exactly right. So Rosen, I has said this in the past, or presumably repeat this again now, that which is that he simply wanted that his former president wanted Rosen to say, we have found irregularities that suggest that there are improprieties in election. For that reason, again, this Eastman memorandum kicks into place, should go back to the states. Again, with the cooperation of the vice president, we'll be able to overturn the legitimate election. All a part of that process that the Department of Justice would have nothing to do with. And that's why, again, shutting down all of these possibilities and making very clear once again that Donald Trump, as Judge Carter found, again, revoked last night by Liz Cheney, engaged in criminal behavior here to incite a riot, to incite insurrection, to overthrow the government of the United States of America. That's no small thing.
Jim Sentell, you'll be encouraged to know the American people, and I've just seen the overnight ratings, the American people, this was a huge rating success, if that is a metric. Fox News, that did not play this real-time coverage. In fact, Tucker Carlson, during the course of his show, they didn't play commercials just so the uninformed Fox News viewer might not flip during the commercial. They would rather burn revenue, rather burn cash. But Fox News got smoked last night. 20 million people watched on the network TV, 4.1 million people watched on MSNBC, 2.6 million people were watching on the CNN, and there goes Fox News, 3 million total people in their two primetime leading the nation shows on cable news. That was a very bad night for Fox News. The American people did care about what happened last night.
And they also heard one of the most telling things that Liz Cheney said near the end. She said, speaking to her fellow Republicans and those people out there who might believe the big lie to this day, we all recall those words. There will come a time when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Just chilling. And that's the lesson of the night. On a partisan side, it should be a lesson to America also, as I said before, about the impossibility of returning that presidency once again to the White House. We can't go down that road once again.
Well, hate to hang the Scarlet C on him, but here's Gary from Sussex, one of our conservative friends. Say hi to James Santel, Gary.
Hi, Jim. I listen to you all the time. Not that I agree with you, but you are well informed. All right, I got a couple of comments to make. First of all, I did watch some of it last night because I was one of the
people. How much is some, Gary?
Oh, maybe about half an hour or so. I'm the one
at the beginning or the end?
Kind of in the middle type thing. I'm one of the Fox people that did not watch Fox because I turned on to watch the production. You know, they're going to win an Emmy, you know, for television. All right, but the point that I'm making is I never heard anything, anybody, or the words of Donald Trump say to go out and riot. I heard him say, march down to the Capitol and peacefully protest and let them know what's going on. He never said the word riot.
He also said fight like hell, Gary. Remember that part?
And he also sent out a tweet saying it'd be wild. Come on down to D.C.
They also suggested that hanging Mike Pence would be something he deserved, Gary. That's the testimony.
Dom? Let me just finish once here, and then you guys can respond and ask me questions, too, and I'll do the best I can. He said, go down to the Capitol peacefully. Okay, so, and I understand you guys are terrified. I know Mike is terrified of Donald Trump running again, and the only way you can do it is get a felony on him so he can't run. You got to be careful. You know, you're wishing something. You got to be careful what you wish for.
Well, Gary, the last time I was terrified, it was watching you climb that ladder on Brady Street when I was giving live commentary, because I thought I'd have to report that Gary splatted on the street, man. I don't get scared that easy. I'm not afraid of Trump.
Gary, I mean, do you not believe in the premise that this was an organized coup? You haven't seen any evidence of that yet? And what would it take for you to acknowledge that?
There are a million people there, and you get 500 or 100 or 200 or whatever it is, Proud Boys out there. They're going to cause problems. And
what did Trump do for 187 minutes, Gary, while those people were trashing the Capitol? Don't you want to know that?
I know what he was doing. He's probably hiding in the closet, not knowing what to do, peeing
or
himself.
Cheering them on? Because they were his people, Gary. You know where he wasn't? He wasn't in the Black Lives Matter bunker, buddy. You know what I mean? When the Black Lives Matter protesters came, they had armed guards out there. They had the president in the bunker because he was scared. So anyway,
let me offer another. In addition, I concur entirely with my colleagues here, Dom and Mike, about the compelling nature from all sides. Written, it's tweets, it is testimony, it is visuals. It is a compelling case. It's a direct evidence case. Let me also suggest to you this. To the extent that you indicated early on, I didn't hear Donald Trump say, go overthrow the government. Did not use those special words. The reality is that in any prosecution, a criminal prosecution, as evidence is presented, you very seldom have a bank robber saying, I am now robbing a bank. I am now engaging in methamphetamine transmission. I'm engaging now in sex trafficking. That doesn't happen. How do you prove cases? How do you cognitively understand what happens? It's not just circumstantial evidence. It is all the direct compelling evidence from people who saw you, who watched your behavior, who watched your language, even without those special words that you may be looking for. And that's how cases are built.
Well, you think that's true, that people don't go out and admit crimes publicly? But you see Navarro on Ari Melber that one day?
Okay, he did. And let's not forget that Donald Trump also, he can regularize this. He looks at the NBC anchor and he says, yeah, I fired the FBI director because of that Russia thing. He is admitting on the air to Lester Holt that he committed the crime of obstruction of justice. That is one of those situations where you do have a direct admission. It very seldom happens. More likely you have with things we just talked about, which are all these pieces from a compelling sides of the world that leads you to the result that in fact this person engaged in exactly the kind of behavior that we say he did.
James Hintel, leave him wanting more. Morning Cannolis with Jim Zentel, 9 to 11 on the Shaw on Devil Radio. Thanks, Jim. We'll tune in tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Jim.
But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election that they should have won.
I'm scared, Daddy. Too scared to even wet my pants.